Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 401. My name is Christopher Keough and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Very excited to be back.
And that is it for today. It's just me and Travis. We are obviously returning after a little bit of a hiatus. We took a little bit of a break, about a month off. Hopefully we're going to get the show back on the road and we'll see how that things go. Before we get into the normal show, let's see what's going on. Travis, what is up? It's been a while since I talked to you, man.
It has been a while. That month break was nice. I don't know about you, but it was nice. I don't know. It was a nice decompression, because certainly the last month has been crazy, crazy busy on my side. So it was nice to have a little bit of a reprieve from the podcast, but now I'm itching. I even took a couple of weeks off from like just gaming, like straight up hardcore, just focus on some video stuff, work, home life, just a whole bunch of different things, some things I wanted to change around, and it was successfully done. And now that things are kind of gelling back into their normal place, the order is solidifying itself. I feel that need to podcast coming back. So I'm glad that it's now all coming back and I'm happy. It's good to be back. Good. I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, nothing really huge. Like I said, this work has been massively busy. There's a new element to our work that's adding more responsibility for us. And a little bit more money, but it's all coming along on that side of thing. I don't want to talk about that too much. But other than that, got a new boosted board, which is pretty great. I'm driving my car a little bit less because I can actually just take my short trips and just ride the electronic skateboard places, which is really fun. It gives me an excuse to go out and do menial tasks out and about. So I was like, Travis, like, we gotta take the trash out. No problem. I'll take the boosted board. Travis, we gotta go to the post office or the UPS store. Hey, you know what? I'll do it without a problem. I can go take the boosted board. Or Travis, like, go get more coffee. That's fine. I'll go use the boosted board. It's fine. So it makes like a lot of small menial tasks that I usually whine and complain when Megan asks me to do them. It makes me want to do those things now, which is really nice. So it's actually been a nice little, benefit, a booster to my marriage. So thank you, boosted boards. That is an endorsement. But other than that, man, just like I said, super busy, trying to have as much fun while balancing all the responsibilities. And now we're podcasting again. How about
that? Good deal, man. Yeah, that's good. Well, on my side, not a whole lot going on.
You've had a month. You've had a month to blow my mind. Give me something.
Well, the only thing that's really interesting that happened in this past month is my air conditioner went out. So that's
again,
sucked.
I feel like this is like every couple of years.
It's happened once before.
Okay.
My house is two stories. I have two air conditioning units. So the one that I did, the last one that I had to replace was about 6 years ago, I think. And then this one. So, I can't really complain too much. I mean, the unit that they took out was from 1984. So it's definitely lived its life. But my pocket hurts a lot. But I will say that my house is nice and cool. And, it's obviously much more energy efficient because, it doesn't come on very often, which is good. But yeah, so that was, I would say exciting, but it was sad. It hurt. It hurt a lot.
Yeah, those big purchases. And it always comes, like, whenever, like, money's feeling like it's getting good. Like, oh, yeah, you know what? That nest egg's kind of building. I'm feeling comfortable. Yep. And bam, you need a new car. Or bam, you need something. Like, that's just the way it goes.
See, we were planning to get the kitchen remodeled because we were hoping to sell the house this year. And bam, there's the fucking air conditioner. Mm. All right, well, there we go. That we had to dip into the fund that was made there for the kitchen. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do the kitchen at this point. So
yeah.
We'll
if you know, if you throw me $75, I'll knock it out in like 30 minutes, 35. Tops.
Oh, really? Oh, you're going to get me some granite countertop.
Granite. I can get you like slate. I can get you the material that looks like a chalkboard. So you can and think about how practical it would be to write all over your countertop, in chalk. Communication is the key to a healthy family life. You got to be able to set your expectations, but also communicate well. I mean, that's just, everybody knows that. And then what better way to communicate via chalkboard countertops and floors?
I'm gonna pass.
Walls and cabinets.
I'm just gonna pass.
I'll put it on your plates, Chris. Eat me. Yeah, it'd be great.
That sounds horrible.
I'm a huge fan of that wallpaper that you can draw on. That's great.
Okay, well, that's a different story, but you know, it's wallpaper.
But you put it on anything. Like, it's wallpaper. It literally goes on anything that resembles a flat surface.
There are certain things they probably shouldn't go on, though. cool. All right. Well, let's talk about some games, man. It's been a while, so. And as sad as it sounds, I might not have a lot to contribute.
Oh, come on, don't talk to me like you have not been playing a lot of Pokemon Go.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, it's fun. Okay, so you've been playing Pokemon, right? Come on, man.
Come on. Only when my kids are around.
Really?
Pretty much.
Like, you don't just like play at all time. Like, it's an addiction. Like, it. So the way video games get me, and it's mainly because I'm so drawn to like open world games. I love the, so, you know, some games don't do it very well. Assassin's Creed 1 didn't do it as well as Assassin's Creed 2 in terms of like open world collectibles, but 2 vastly improved it. And ever since Assassin's Creed 2, like since they did it right, that first time for me, I've been addicted to just going into an open world game and just collecting everything. Get as much as everything that I can do. And Pokemon Go caters to that part of my brain that needs to do that, that needs to go out and collect every single thing. I always have to have an egg in an incubator. I take the boosted board out at least once or twice a week just so I could incubate my eggs faster. So I stay under 15 miles per hour and I just ride the boosted board around the, just hit like 4 miles around the neighborhood. And whatever it takes to level my shit up and collect as much as I can. It's crazy. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm running out of eggs because I'll talk about the game imbalance later because that game has a lot of issues. But I'm going around and I'm running out of eggs, so I actually have to make special trips out and about in the neighborhoods all over Charleston and go from Pokestop to Pokestop like some fucking Pokeball hobo. the game does weird things to me, like, that I should not be doing whatsoever. And I do also want to preface the remainder of this discussion about Pokemon Go with, I've never played anything Pokemon ever before this.
Really?
I'm not a Pokemon fan.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. I've never played a Pokemon game. Never. I've surrounded myself around it tons. And working at GameStop, you hear about Pokemon almost daily. So I'm extremely familiar with it. I've just never experienced it. I will say one thing. Pokemon Snap is what I've played before this. And that's not technically a Pokemon game.
That game was horrible.
But this is, I will say that Pokemon Go is what Pokemon Snap should have been. Like, this is what people wanted with Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's phenomenal. You know, Megan and I play it together. She loves playing it. We go for walks. I mean, it's really ingenious that, you know, they use the Pokemon brand to utilize this type of game. Because this is not anything new. There are other versions of alternate reality camera phone games where you got to catch monsters.
This is just Ingress reskinned.
Exactly, so. Yeah. And you got that Pokemon flair with it. So it was a brilliant move by them, and obviously they're making a lot of money from it. Apple's making a lot of money from it. Stocks have almost doubled for Nintendo. This has been a great business decision for Nintendo and Niantic. So, but I am – and it's amazing because – you go somewhere like downtown Charleston. I mean, Chris, you were just here a month ago, so picture downtown Charleston, but picture double the people and everybody in their phone looking for Pokemon. It's fucking magical, Chris. It's so great. And everybody's like talking and joshing with each other and saying, hey, how the Pokemon? Everybody's talking. So like, it's like not everyone is sitting there with their nose dug into their phone and just quietly just sticking to themselves. Everybody's talking to each other. Everybody's having a conversation about, you know, what have they caught? Where did you find this? Oh, you found, everybody's looking for Pikachu. Like, where's Pikachu? Where'd you find yours? And it's just a great, community is coming out of it, and it's fleeting conversation because you're not going to sit here and like join message boards with these people by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a fun experience, and I was happy to be a part of it in the forefront of all the Pokemon hype. Because you're already seeing like less and less people out and about like playing, but people are still playing. If you go into like really dense areas, you'll still see people walking around, but yeah, it's great.
Both my kids are just like, that's like, my son is already 100% addicted to Pokemon. So this didn't help at all. You know, Pokemon Go came out and that is all he talks about. You know, and what I would do, was, you know, I downloaded the game, tried it out, once, showed it to the kids, and then it's like, when we drive around, I'll hand the phone to Crystal, and I'll let her, you know, look for Pokemon and things like that. And they were just flipping out because we went to, Panera for breakfast one day. And while we were, between the time we left the house and got to Panera and we were eating, we caught like, we saw like 7 or 8 new ones that we didn't have. And, you know, Crystal was just, you know, trying to catch him and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So it goes like that most of the time. But, you know, I've been messing with it on and off mostly for the kids because they are just completely addicted.
I'm going to have to ask you to be an adult and play it for yourself because it's fantastic. So the game obviously is riddled with issues. First and foremost, if you've played less than 20 minutes of Pokemon Go, you've run into some serious server issues or freezing issues. That's just something that we've had to deal with in the infancy of this game. It's been pretty bad, and it's sheer, you know, they underestimated the amount of popularity this game was going to receive. I think they knew it was going to be popular because it's Pokemon. You can put Pokemon on the side of a toilet bowl and you'll sell the most toilets at Home Depot with a Pokemon label on it. I mean, you're going to. So, you know, so Pokemon had that power. This went viral. It was such a hit. So, I mean, I don't think they were prepared for how big was that? Because, I mean, it was crashing certainly every day. Not. It was impossible to log on. It was possible to sign up for a Pokemon account. I mean, it was really, really brutal. But that's getting better, but there are still issues with the game fundamentally. So, I mean, it doesn't take long to realize that this is a game that, you know, over time, they're going to really want to focus on microtransactions to make money. And they're going for volume of microtransactions because the transactions seem like they're trying to get people on the small purchases, like small $1 and $2 purchases more than like the $5, $10, $15 packages. Those packages are there, but it seems like they're going for more players, smaller purchases than, you know, an okay amount of players and like bigger package purchases or massive DLC overhauls. Yeah. So that's good. So, I mean, if you want to put in, you know, a little bit of money here and there, I don't think it's going to hurt. But the problem with the way the game is set up, so glitches and bugs and freezes and hard crashes aside, the game has a fundamental scaling issue. So I'm level 10 right now, and I find that the higher level that I've gone, the more frequent the Pokemon start to escape. Like once you make you throw the Pokeball, you make contact and you take them in, there's a chance that, you know, you won't catch them and they'll break out of the Pokeball, ruining one Pokeball and then having to use another one to try to catch them again. This happens more and more often as you level up. So I'm finding myself quickly running out of Pokeballs because you level up to another level. It takes more experience than the previous level to level up to the following one. So yeah, it takes more experience to level up each level you go. And I think it goes up to like maybe 30 or something like that, 25 or 30. So the higher you go, the more experience you need. But the more Pokemon you catch, the less Pokemon are there to give you the bonus experience. And then they get even harder and harder and harder. I have 10, 20 CP. These guys are small. So I'm catching things that are like 400, 500 CP at this point, but I'm still running into 10, 12, 15 CP enemies. So they're generally weak. But I'm already finding that these small, weak enemies are breaking out of my Pokeballs 2-3 times a piece. So even quote unquote trash Pokemon that I'm only getting 100 experience for, they're still breaking out of my Pokeballs more frequently. And it shouldn't be like that. It should be the higher difficulties, the ones that are registering my targets as orange and red.
Yeah.
And not these green 10 CP guys that are constantly breaking. It just doesn't make sense. So it's I can see it artificially making me waste more and more Pokeballs, which is kind of bullshit. So I can only, and that's level 10. So I only need 10,000 experience to level up. What happens when you're level 25 and you need 25,000, but you've caught almost every Pokemon and you're leveling up at 100 experience apiece trying to get to 25,000, but yet trash mobs keep on escaping from your Pokeballs and you're losing more balls. It's forcing you in the later levels to put money into it. And man, I can already see that starting to happen, and I'm only at level 10. So there's a fundamental scaling issue that they really do need to work on. I understand it's part of the business model, but at level 10, out of 25 to 30 levels, that's pretty blatant, pretty early. Yeah. You know, I can understand if there's like an end game around level 20 that you're going to need to start putting in some money, you know, towards some packages or anything. That makes sense. That's fine. You put in that time, you get there. Okay, now it's time to spend some money. I'm okay with that. But this early on in the game and they already want me to, you know, start buying more Pokeballs or, you know, that's going to start making me disinterested in the game more than anything else.
And I ran into a similar problem because the majority of the time that we spent, you know, catching these things was done by my wife and my kids, and they went through everything I had. So I ran out really, really quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't get the opportunity to go out to the different stops that you could pick up more. And, you know, it's just, I basically, like right now, today we were at a friend's house and they have it on both of their phones. So like all four of us would, you know, someone would say, "Oh, this is here." And all four of us would pull out our phones and try and catch it. And, I am down to like two of them, you know, so I only have like two left.
Yeah.
And that's just the way
it's
working. So,
or you can drive Pokestop and just get more balls, but like that's, even that, like the game knows that you're a higher level. Obviously it does. But like, I feel like even the higher level that I go, the Pokestops only give me like two balls now. When in early levels, they were giving me four and five balls. Like it's artificially making it harder and harder for me to have an inventory of Pokeballs to use and level up. It's aggravating. So, or it could be random. It could be luck of the draw, but I seriously doubt it. Like I feel like that is a well-oiled machine set to make you spend money. So.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
But it's good. I'm still playing it. Got to catch them all, man. I got to get all those Pokemans.
Maybe you do. I'm good.
Yeah. For a while.
What else?
So I picked up I Am Setsuna. That's a nice little delight, if I must say.
What is it?
It's Chrono Trigger. So what it is, I Am Setsuna has been something that's been getting some hype from folks like me who have been clamoring for the good old days of JRPGs to come back. And Setsuna really kind of encapsulates everything that was fantastic from the 16-bit era of JRPGs. Okay. So your Final Fantasy Vs and Sixes, your Chrono Triggers, and more Chrono Trigger out of anything. So I made that pun earlier, but it really is true. But what this does, So it pulls homages from this era almost to a fault. So Setsuna is what I wanted out of a you know, simple wannabe 16-bit video game. It's very simple, simple combat, simple menus, simple story, simple characters all put together like very, very classically. So I know it sounds a little bit bland, but it's well done enough in put into a world that's at least interesting, putting people into an interesting situation. It's early on. I'm 3 hours in, so I haven't really gotten I really haven't gotten to the point where I can dig really deep into these separate characters that I've met so far, but I can definitely tell that there's already set up for some serious character arcs that will be happening later on in the game, which I hope they do, because those were the little stories that really made JRPGs in that Super Nintendo era really successful. You know, you get these little stories with people. Everybody has an arc. Everybody has a story to tell. Final Fantasy VI had, I think, like 18 to 20 playable party members at some point in the game. You can get over, I think it's over 20. And each character had a specific story arc. They had a story to tell. And that was an amazing thing to experience for that time period. And it's not as amazing now because we've seen video games evolve so much, but it's still nice to see that in this very simple, you know, almost top down JRPG. That's kind of built for the modern times.
Cool.
So, and like I said, the homages, as much as this is a breath of fresh air to me. I love this. Okay. I love everything about it. I'm really enjoying my time with it. But I'm kind of confused because I have read some reviews. This is a $40 PSN game, so.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so the price is up there. I was a little reluctant to pick it up at first, but I just knew that this would go beyond nostalgia. If it was just nostalgia, I wouldn't have made the purchase. But, you know, this is my bread and butter, man. I grew up on video games like this. These are the types of games that, growing up, what made me identify myself as a gamer, you know, the first time I started thinking about that term and who I was as one. And so I knew that this was more than nostalgia. So I knew if I got it, it would be good. So the reviews that I read all seemed to be pretty positive based on what I was looking for. And so far in the first 3 hours I'm playing, I can say confidently that I'm loving every second of it. But like I said, the homages are to a fault. Like, I don't mind a tip of the cap to these days of yore of arguably the height of JRPGs, but they outright plagiarize other JRPGs.
Give me an example. Okay. Give me an example.
So the main plot, the entire plot of the game completely rips off Final Fantasy X. To save the world from monsters, a girl has to be sacrificed. A magic-using girl has to be sacrificed, and a group of people who are her guardians have to take her to this place where she needs to be sacrificed by a big monster to save the world from all the other monsters. Wow. It's literally the storyline from Final Fantasy X. All right? And then there's even a character that blatantly rips off Auron from Final Fantasy X.
Really?
There's a lot of Chrono Trigger in here. So a lot of the Chrono Trigger, the beginning abilities are the same beginning abilities you begin in Chrono Trigger with. Chrono starts off with the Cyclone special ability. What's the special ability for your main character? Cyclone is the very first one you get. There's X-Strike. There's combinations. I mean, it's an active time battle system, so it is exactly set up like Chrono Trigger. You can set it for wait, or you can set it for active, just like in Chrono Trigger. There's a bad guy, mysterious bad guy who shows up and he's got a scythe, just like Chrono Trigger. Like, it's, and I'm sitting here, why do these guys get a pass for calling these homages when they're blatant ripoffs? They're trying to create a storyline with all of these beats that are pulled directly from other games. And it's fine because I really dig the type of game this is, so I'm able to see past it a little bit easier, but no one else would get this fucking pass. If in Rise of the Tomb Raider there was a scene that was exactly like something from Uncharted 2, people would call it out and say that's a fucking ripoff. But does it get a pass because this is a love letter to JRPG, so it's a pass? I mean, I don't get it. Like, I'm not.
I don't know. I don't know all the laws. I don't know how all the copyright shit works. But I think after a certain number of years, that stuff expires. You know, like how people can't make, it may just be a patent thing, but you know how people
a patent for
like,
what? I'm, You can't patent story beats. Like,
right, I know. That's what I'm saying. It may be a patent thing because eventually the NES patent expired and everybody started making third party NES systems that you can buy.
Mm.
Right. So there might be something like that where it's not, you know, after X number of years, but it's a copyright. That's a copyright thing. And I don't know if it's, I don't think it's the same.
No.
So I don't know.
You can't copyright you can't copyright the fact that what they're doing is very similar to what they did in Final Fantasy X. Like the overarching plot, like their goal. Like you can't copyright the fact that Tidus and Yuna went to go sacrifice Yuna.
Depending on how much of that is similar, there could be something there that they could do.
Possibly.
But I don't, as I said, I don't know the laws. I really am not sure.
Yeah. I'm curious to why these guys get a pass to create this game that has so many blatant ripoffs. And I'm 3 hours in. Like, this is at least a 25 hour game. How many more of these am I going to see? Like.
Yeah. A lot more.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and it's fine. Like I said, it's okay because this is what I wanted. I wanted to immerse myself in a very, very classic old school JRPG. And it's given me the ability to scratch that itch, but it's just it's a head scratcher for me, man. Like I'm like, this has been done exactly the same. So
yeah.
Anyway, but overall still good. It's just, that's cool. A really weird thing. What about you, man? That's it. That's all I've been playing.
Mm. Okay. So what have I been playing? I don't remember where I was, the last time we spoke as far as Odin Sphere goes. But I beat that game. It was awesome and I loved it. And I got there's still a couple of things that I have left to do if I want to go back and do them. But I got the good ending. Like the way it works is there's 5 characters, right? You play through all 5 character stories and then there's a final story where you play 1 chapter with each character mm-hmm. and you have to get the right characters for the right chapter. And there's throughout the game, you're picking up, different pages from texts that give you clues about who should do what chapter, right? And then you're playing each individual story, it's basically the same story from 5 different perspectives. And then the end is kind of conjoining all those together.
Right.
Then where they all meet. So, it was a really cool experience. I'm really glad that I got through it. I am really glad they made so many improvements to that game because it is awesome. And I'm just really, really happy with it. It will definitely be on my game of the year list. That's how much I enjoyed that game. So still need to go back to it. There's a couple of things that I still need to do and I would like to get the platinum on it. I think that would be a fun thing to do. And I'm almost there. I only have 2 things to do that are left. So, might as well do it. But yeah. Next to that, let's see. Neverwinter, released on PS4.
That's the, free to play MMO, right?
Yeah, it's a D&D MMO. Apparently it's been out on Xbox One for a while. I didn't even know that. John West, our buddy, he was the one who brought my attention to it. He's like, hey, you know, are you planning on playing this? And I was like, yeah, you know, I didn't realize it was coming out, but I'll give it a shot. Downloaded it. I haven't played a lot of it, but, I created my character and got through a lot of the tutorial stuff. It's pretty interesting. I don't think it's anything mind blowing, that's going to get people to play MMOs, but for something that's free, it's cool. I made a paladin, a half elf paladin. I was running around just, you know, messing guys up, messing dudes up. And combat's pretty interesting. You know, you have the opportunity to, chain things together pretty easily. And, you know, everything has a recharge just like every other MMO. But yeah, it's not too bad. Let's see. What else? What else? I don't have a ton. That's the thing. So I'm going to go into, something a little different in a minute, but, I do want to say, I did want to mention that, I have been playing a lot more of the Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest, and that's pretty fun and fucking frustrating. It's just they released PvE events and at the when you, once you get like seven stages into the event, like the new G fight are just ridiculous. It's just absolutely crazy. They have abilities that cost nothing to do and pretty much just generate, you know, endless mana for them. And they're putting out like the rarest of rare cards, and that's all they have is like all rare cards.
I want to warn you before you jump into this a little too deep that I know nothing about Magic the Gathering. Nothing.
That's okay. I don't expect you to
you're saying like mana feedback and power cards, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty. I just wanted to let you know you're talking to someone who knows nothing.
I'll give you an example. So, you know, it's like, you know what Puzzle Quest is, right?
Sure.
So,
it's fantastic.
You know, yeah. So, this is like you get cards for your player character, your planeswalker. And each card needs X amount of mana. Well, depending on what color that particular, that particular character is, that particular color of gems will get you more mana, but you have to generate mana to get the cards out onto the board. And
again,
so there are,
you're losing me. I have no clue.
Trying to help you here. Trying to help you here. Anyway, long story short, some of their events are just overwhelmingly ridiculous. I mean, you basically go from an enemy that has 100 hit points, and then the very next enemy has like 350 hit points and can literally just throw cards out, like two or three cards every turn. And it's just crazy. So, it is frustrating. I'm trying to fight through that because the rewards are pretty good, but you know, free to play. It's, they're bordering on the, they're balancing on that fine line between pay to win and pay to not suck. So
it's a hard balance.
It is.
It's a really
it's,
hard balance. That's why things like a Neverwinter is a really, really good way to utilize free to play because, you know, allow people to play up to a certain point, like a healthy point where you don't have to really purchase anything, like unless it's, you know, DLC, extra expansion content. But if you want to purchase other things, it's like purely cosmetic.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go. Like I think there's no other acceptable way.
Well,
the second you start doing boosters and things that allow people to
and
level
and that's
faster,
what they're doing too.
That's got to stop.
They do boosters where they guarantee rares and mythics and stuff like that, and it's just it just gets ridiculous cuz then, you know, especially when you play, you know, so I talked about this before. They do multiplayer a little bit differently. It's like you face another person's deck. The AI is actually running the deck, but that's what you're facing. So they are going to do like traditional PvP coming up, but right now it's like it's you versus the AI, but you're running against someone else's deck. When you start playing some of the multiplayer and your character, you get your planeswalker up to like the level 40s, the max level is like 60. And if you're like 40 to 45 to 50, like, you end up going up against guys that are just dropping the rarest cards on you left and right. And it's like, how much money did you throw at this game? You know, I haven't gotten any of this shit. So it gets frustrating. And maybe it's just that I have really bad luck. But it's when it comes to like opening packs, but it's crazy. And you get, by the way, you get free packs. I haven't paid a dime for this. You get free packs.
That's cool.
3 times a day, but they're only like 3 cards.
I get free
each,
so. Pokeballs in Pokemon Go, and I still run out. So you still have to pay money at some point.
Yeah. Let's see. Outside of that, a lot of tabletop gaming. Imperial Assault, which I've talked about in the past. X-Wing, which I've talked about in the past. Other board games that we're picking up and playing with the kids, like there's one called Enchanted Forest that my wife picked up. That's pretty fun. Lots of D&D, which I've talked about. And today, actually, we had our first session of, Edge of the Empire, which is basically the Star Wars, tabletop role playing game. And that was a blast for me. I was the GM and it was Crystal, John and our friends Heidi and Jerry, and they're all playing, you know, different classes. Like one's a doctor, one's a pilot, and you know, it's got to you know, you start out with a lot of ground stuff, and you're mixing it up with stormtroopers and things like that. And you end up stealing a ship, and then you get into ship combat, and like they kind of cover everything, and everything is, like everything you do is the same concept as far as how to, determine success or failure. So that's good. It's more complicated than D&D, but not a lot more. Once you get used to it, it's just a different system. But it was just a lot of fun playing because the creativity was booming. We basically got to the point where, they were taking on a group of three stormtroopers. They took them out and they were trying to move them out of sight, so that no one would see the stormtroopers and decide to try and follow. And one of them, they carried him into the ship that they stole, and flew away. Well, then these TIE fighters attack, and John's character takes the stormtrooper, tosses him in the airlock, launches him out, and the stormtrooper smacks one of the TIE fighters so that the pilot can't see. And it was just one of those moments where it's like, you have to roll really, really well, John. And he rolls, and it worked. And it's just, what the fuck? It's like, what? So, that was really cool. That was really, really fun. And that's one of the reasons I like playing games like that, because, it just becomes people are start joking about something, and all of a sudden that's the best idea in the world. Let's try it, you know? So, that was really, really good stuff. We had a great time with that. But that's pretty much it. I picked up, Star Fox Zero, and I picked up, Xenoblade Chronicles, for cheap.
You're a good man for that.
But I have not played them yet. So I just got them yesterday, and I had not had the opportunity to play them yet. So
I had to play, Xenoblade Chronicles when you had to, hack your Wii to thinking it was Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had to hack it with some sort of software that, plays it. And the only way, I felt guilty because the only way you could do it, you had to have a ripped copy of Xenoblade Chronicles 2. So you unfortunately had to steal Xenoblade Chronicles, but it wasn't available in the States. Like you had to get it's terrible. But anyway, great game, dude.
Yeah.
Very good
game. I'm planning to get into it pretty soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, with Star Fox, I'm very concerned about the control scheme as far as playing single player.
Don't be concerned. Just know it's bad.
Oh, yeah. But they do have like a two-player mode where one person pilots the ship and one person mans the gun.
Okay.
And, I'm going to play with my son. See how that works out.
Good times.
So, should be fun. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Cool.
Hey, let's talk about,
news.
Talk about something interesting that you've wanted to talk about in the past month.
What have I wanted to talk about? I already talked about Pokemon.
Well, what kind of news item would you like to talk about?
I have one, yeah. It's been a month. It's been a while.
It has.
We have not publicly talked about Destiny in quite some time. This is a fact.
This is true.
This is true. And it's our go-to, and it's just me and you. We don't have Jeff here to whine and complain that we're talking about Destiny, so we get to do it guilt-free. There was a live stream that, the Destiny Rise of Iron expansion coming out in September, was the main focus on the live stream.
When was this?
This was last Thursday, I believe.
Really?
Wednesday,
I missed it.
No, it was Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, yes. Included a lot of information. One, they added more items to the pre-order bonus list. So they recanted their previous statements that Galahorn is waving bye-bye forever by giving us Galahorn via downloadable content for pre-order bonuses.
That's right.
You can also earn it in-game. You can earn it in-game, but there's a special Iron Galahorn. It's like a black and white version of the Galahorn that is only available via pre-order. They also added the Iron Galar Wing, which is basically a speeder bike for your Destiny character that looks awfully like a Galahorn.
Are you serious?
This is very true, yes.
Did they take like that crazy-ass Galahorn mock-up from a long time ago and kind of model it after that?
There was something from a long time ago, yes, that it either was... So... People on Destiny Reddit are questioning whether or not, so was that a leak that we ended up getting that was so asinine that we all thought that was false, that it was a Photoshop, or was this in fact, so we don't know. Like, we don't know if this was something that, the image that came out months ago,
was an actual legitimate leak. Or because
freaking year ago,
when
man.
We,
yeah.
Dude, when we saw it, we were like, okay, that's not real. Whatever, Photoshop. Like, no one questioned the fact that, okay, is this a real leak? It's very possible that it was. we don't know, because they also did show in the live stream that they have gone through many, many iterations of the Iron Galar wing. And one of the iterations that they showed looks an awful lot like the picture that we saw months back. So
wow, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It's weird. So that's that. But there's more information specifically about the DLC, the new expansion that we'll be getting in a couple of months. So some eagle-eyed people did spot that the player light level is going to jump up to at least 355. There's nothing to confirm it, like, completely, aside from the fact that people did notice that the one of the characters' level was 355.
So it could easily be higher than that.
It could, yeah, it very well could be higher than that. So there is, we got a close look of a lot new gear, like some Vanguard, Foundry, Faction gear. A couple of things we saw was like a Dead Orbit shotgun, new Monarchy Titan armor, Suros assault rifle, with a lot of these markings on it that fit to what's happening in the storyline. So during the live stream, they were actually going through a lot of the areas that were multi-purpose, some new Cosmodrome areas that are multi-purpose for the new storyline. So you're seeing areas that we've been through before, like the Divide and a lot of those back areas in the Cosmodrome, but they're completely repurposed to be in, like, you know, in the snow. And
is there going to be a new area?
There are going to be new areas that connect to the very beginning of the game, like where we started out. It's going to open up those plague lands, but it's also going to repurpose and make areas that we can go to right now on Earth. So it's going to be both. It's repurposed current levels that we've been through 100 times, and then there's going to be some new areas. I mean, it looks neat. It's a new aesthetic. It's all, you know, snowy and frozen and stuff. Like in the Divide, you can see a frozen over dead tank, you know, after, you know, countless battles with the tank and then Divide, and now there's one just dead there. There's going to be new strikes, new public events, new raid. I mean, it's a whole bunch of new stuff. So, I mean, this is going to be a pretty substantial, hopefully we're crossing our fingers that this is going to be an extremely substantial amount of DLC for this update. But so far, everything looks pretty good. I mean, there's nothing insanely new that they're showing us. We know there's new gear. We know there's new guns. We know there's new levels. I think people are really clamoring to start and, you know, to start to get a sneak peek of what's going to be in that raid and, you know, what's going to sustain this DLC going further, because they talked a lot of wang about the last DLC, and it was good. It was substantial. We got a new raid out of it. I mean, and they staggered a lot of that. So they did a good job at staggering out content to keep it as fresh as possible. But, like, I'm still looking for Destiny to have that thing that keeps me going, because it's still pretty easy to get burnt out on Destiny. So I'm still waiting for them to get kind of perfect that in game and make it more and more enjoyable. But I don't know. We'll see if this adds anything new. But yeah, that's it. I mean, it's coming out in September. I think they launches in September. I don't think there's an actual date on it. Which, if there's not, I'm looking through this article, and it just says launches in September. There's not
an actual...
Yeah, I don't
see a date. I just see September.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, that's happening. That's going to come. And there are going to be more live streams coming up soon, so there'll be more news on Rise of Iron as time flies by. Anyway.
Looks like it's going to be $30, which is...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's $10 cheaper than the previous expansion.
Yeah.
Taken King, so
yeah,
that's always good news. But cool. All right. Since we haven't talked in a while, I kind of wanted to talk about the NES Classic Edition, the mini NES that they're launching.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks interesting. I want to kind of get your take. So my big thing is that it's essentially like a small emulator machine, like most of these other small things were. I would have actually rather them put out an actual system that will play the carts again, personally, but that's, you know, what they're doing is fine. The games are, pretty good.
I think it's a pretty great list of games.
It's a pretty good list, but there's a few things that are missing that are unusual. It's like, why are these missing? So, like, they have Balloon Fight, which is great. Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Castlevania 2, but no Castlevania 3. Why is there no Castlevania 3? There should have been that. That should have been there. I mean, I think a lot of people would have rather seen Castlevania 3 instead of Castlevania 2, but that's just my thought. Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr. Again, where's Donkey Kong 3? I don't know why that's there. Double Dragon 2, but no Double Dragon 1. Dr. Mario, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2, and just Mega Man 2, which I guess that makes sense because that is easily the most popular Mega Man of the numbered ones, and you know, especially in the NES era. Metroid, which of course is a great choice to have on there. Mm-hmm. Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, which I'm not sure
No one's clamoring for NES
Pac-Man. I don't understand why that's there.
Star Tropics is pretty cool.
Star Tropics, Punch-Out,
pretty good.
Super C, but no Contra. Wait, that was weird. Is Contra on there?
No.
Yeah, no Contra. Yeah. So Super C, but no Contra. That's weird.
That's weird, yeah.
Mario 1, 2, and 3, so that makes sense. Tecmo Bowl, and then Zelda 1 and 2. So it's a pretty good list, but there's a lot of games that are missing that this is kind of like, why are they missing? I mean, you can have easily put that back in there. I don't know. There's still some really good games on this list that I don't actually own. So I may end up getting this. It's just a matter of whether or not I get it when it launches. Cause, you know, $60, that's a good price for what you're getting. If you want everything that you're getting, if you're just getting this for a few games, it's kind of hard to justify. Yeah, so
this seems more like a novelty item or something that is, a nice little time waster to take with you that easily packs in a suitcase or a laptop bag.
But in reality, it's going to be one of those items that if you don't get it right away, you're probably not getting one.
You think this is going to sell out quick?
I think that it's going to be tough to find. I don't think they're going to make a ton of them. I think that if they do, it's going to be one of those things where, they'll cut the production of it. And this is only because it's actually Nintendo doing it. You know, it's not something that they're kind of passing off to a third party company to put out.
I'll be honest with you, man. I think these things are going to be crazy cheap to make. I think they're going to be on every fucking end cap from Best Buy to GameStop. I don't think these are going to be very limited. I don't think so. This seems extremely cheap to make. Yeah. Yeah, and selling it at $60, and that's $60 without a controller. You still have to spend an extra $10 and get a controller. If you don't have,
I thought it came with one. Does it come with one? It's gotta come with one.
It's gotta come with one, yeah, you're right. But, okay, so an extra $10 for an extra controller because there is a second port. And they use the Wii and Wii U ports that plug in under the Wiimotes.
Yeah,
so it uses that. So I guess if you have,
Like a classic controller or a pro controller
that should be able to work with the NES Classic Edition.
The problem with that is that the cords on those things are really small. Mm-hmm. So you would need an extension of some sort.
Interesting.
So.
But this is great. I think this is really, really cool.
I will probably end up getting one. At first I was kind of like, I don't know. But when I look back at the list of games, there are some games on here that I don't have that I wouldn't mind having. Yeah, I might pick it up. We'll see.
I think this is great.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Hey, you know what we've got today?
We've got a podcast going on.
We do have a podcast going on. You know what type of contribution we had to this podcast?
Well, we've already done like our distractions, and we've contributed blood, sweat, and tears already. I don't know what else you're asking for.
Well, we did get the E3 hype meter for 2016, from Mr. Brian Jackson, known as Nabashin.
Nabo, 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 Nabo.
So it's a little unusual for us to do this with only two people.
Yeah.
But that's what we're going to do. So it's going to be Woot, Nice, Tampax, Meh, and Hoogass. So we're going to go through these games, and we're going to basically bark out our thoughts on each game. And, you know, if we follow up a little bit, you know, Nabishin will get angry at us because we're not supposed to. So here we go. So EA, Titanfall 2.
I'll go Nice.
I'm going to go Nice also. I like the idea that they are putting in a single player option for the game. So,
sure.
I'll move forward with that. Madden 17.
I'm going to go, we need something in between Nice and Tampax.
What? Seriously?
We need something between Nice and Tampax.
For Madden 17? For you?
Just something, yeah, something like nudged in between those two. Yeah, it's just,
Nampax? I don't know, dude.
Nampax? Or,
Nimpax? Nimpax? I don't know.
Nampax. I'm gonna give it a Nampax. Because, okay. We'll put that right there in the middle. Obviously this was a big deal, you know, for years, but the last couple of years they've just been lackluster. Like they're leaving out features that I've loved from past games. Really? I just haven't been happy with Madden since the PS4 came out.
Really?
It usually takes a while, man. This is when Madden's first started coming out in the Xbox 360. It really took like 3 or 4 years for an amazing Madden to come out, like top of the line. So this takes a while. I mean, this could be like a nice resurgence into, you know, really making Madden feature rich on newer consoles. So hopefully it is. Crossing my fingers because I really want to love Madden more. Just the last couple of years, it hasn't carried me. So, all right. Nampax for that reason.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Fucking Woot.
For me, Madden is meh.
Yeah.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Motherfucking Woot.
Motherfucking Woot. Yeah. FIFA 17.
Nice because the FIFA games are probably the most fun sports game to play. They're awesome. It's really, really, really fun. I suggest everyone who has an interest in sports games, if you haven't played FIFA, play FIFA. You're going to love it. It's really, really good.
Cool.
And then there's that story mode. So nice.
All right. I'm going to go meh because that's just my default answer for sports games. FE. I don't know what this is.
Cat Tampax.
What is it?
It was an E3 game. They showed a quick video for it. I can't remember. It was so long ago. We've taken a month break since we recorded. Like, I don't remember exactly what it is. We just realized that we had this hype meter today. So, like, we didn't have time to prepare for it, really. So I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember what game this was.
I'm gonna say Hoogass because I don't remember what it is. So
Tampax because I'm sure it was good. I'm sure it was fine.
Untitled Star Wars third person adventure game from Visceral Games.
Woot? With a question mark?
Woot? It's Star Wars, so I'm at least gonna say Nice. So
I feel like we're supposed to be super hyped for this, but it's so early. They haven't showed us anything, so everything's just.
I'm hoping this is kind of what Star Wars 1313 became. Probably. So we will see. Untitled Star Wars lightsaber game from Respawn Entertainment. Nice again because it's Star Wars. I didn't see this stuff. Now I need to go back and watch EA's conference again. I feel like I completely missed this.
Yes, Tampax. I feel like that's going to be something with like virtual reality integration or something.
Probably.
Like something weird.
Probably. Battlefield 1.
Tampax. I could go either way.
Meh. All right, Bethesda, Quake Champions.
Meh.
Meh. Elder Scrolls Legends.
What is Elder Scrolls? Is that the what is that?
I do not know.
Elder Scrolls.
I want to look it up now. Elder Scrolls Legends.
Type away.
Let's see.
Because, like, I want
collectible card game.
No.
There you go.
Meh.
And done. Meh. So I'm going to say meh on that one, too. Fallout 4 upcoming DLC. Meh.
Meh.
Elder Scrolls 5.
Chris, that's so sad.
I know. It is sad.
Oh, my God.
It's very, very sad that just happened.
Oh, Bethesda, why did you mess up on Fallout?
The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Special Edition?
Dude, this is so crazy. Fucking Woot. I want it so bad.
Really?
I want to replay through it.
Dude, I have sucker. It on PC if I want to play it. You are a sucker. You are a sucker, dude.
I don't have it. I don't have a PC to play an awesome version of Skyrim. I want an awesome version of Skyrim. I deserve it. I owe it to myself. I work too fucking hard, Chris.
There you go. I'm gonna say Tampax. Prey.
Tampax. Either way.
Alright, same here. Prey is meh. Never mind. Elder Scrolls Online Dark Brotherhood.
Meh.
That was in unison. That was good. Elder Scrolls Online Hype Woman. What?
Meh, I guess.
Oh, wait. Is this like one of the women from the conference? I don't remember her.
I don't know.
I'm actually going to look up this exact phrase and see if it brings anything back from Google. That would be funny. All right, let's see.
I ran out of coffee.
That's not good.
Yeah, but it's on 11:32 p.m., so I think I should be cut off from caffeine.
Oh, yeah, it is getting kind of late. That's right. We forgot to started late. All right, let's see. Am I going to? Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. So,
apologies. I'm gonna have to move on. Bethesda VR with Doom and Fallout 4.
Meh. I haven't used VR yet. I can't be excited about it.
I have used it. It's pretty cool, but I'm still gonna say Tampax. So, Dishonored 2.
Dishonored, I like those games, but I can't, like, beat them. Like, I keep on trying to play. Like, they're interesting for, like, a few seconds for me, so I'm just going to go.
And then it goes away?
Yeah, I'm going to go meh.
Okay. Let's see. Not mentioned at the conference, Wolfenstein, the New Colossus.
Again, same thing, just never really jumped into it. So meh.
Same here. I'm going to say meh as well.
And it's a shame. I think I would really like those games. I don't give myself time to play them.
Basically, Jeff had mentioned Wolfenstein in great detail and of how much he liked it too. So, this is just not for us. That's all. Battlecry?
Again, it's been so long. I don't remember which one that is. I don't know. So, Tampax.
Battle Cry. Let's see. Looks like Civil War Battles.
Yeah.
A low complexity game of a variety of Civil War battles.
Oh man, yeah.
That's Battle Cry the board game. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we have given this game way too much time.
Moving on.
I'm sure.
So I'm going to say meh. Microsoft conference overall. Bethesda. I did not watch it because I don't remember anything about it. So I'm just going to move on from that question. What about you?
No, that's fine. Move on.
All right. So Microsoft Xbox One S.
It's nice. It's definitely the one I want to buy. I'm glad I waited.
Yeah. I'm going to say nice. So yeah. they did a good job, made it smaller, that kind of thing. So yeah, good on them. Gears of War 4?
Tampax.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to say nice. It looks good. General Ram in Killer Instinct.
Meh.
Who gas? I don't really care. Forza Horizon 3?
Tampax. They're fun.
Meh. I just don't do racing anymore for me. ReCore?
Tampax.
I'm going to say nice. This was a Woot at one point, but I've been hearing unusual things about the game.
I have not understood the gaming world's like excitement over this game. I hear like, the ReCore, dude. ReCore. That was like my game of the show, bro. So good. Okay. I just don't see what's so great about this game.
It looks interesting to me. It looks like, it looks like, honestly, and this is going to be a little worrisome. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Knack, but
yeah,
differently.
I don't know, man. It's just something about it that just doesn't make me excited about ReCore.
We'll see.
See
Final Fantasy 15.
Man, Woot. I have a lot for me personally.
You're a sucker.
Dude, I have a lot banking on this game being good. Like, emotional things.
How so? Oh, emotional?
This is the point for me. This is a big moment for Travis, ladies and gentlemen. This is my breaking point for Square Enix. Like, this
really?
Is when this is when I decide whether or not I'm gonna completely say fuck you. I'm done hoping for you. I'm done with the heartache. Goodbye, Square Enix. You and I are done. We're over. This is that moment for me. I really don't want that to happen. It would make me very sad. So I really want. I'm rooting for Final Fantasy 15 because I want to keep my love for Square. I am
in the Tampax zone with this game. I just don't have enough information.
Come on, Final Fantasy. You can do it. You can be good again. You know.
We'll see.
You have
Tom
potential.
Tom Clancy's The Division Underground DLC.
Fucking did my first hoogass of the night. Fuck that
really?
Game. Fuck that game.
Holy shit,
fuck
dude.
The Division. You know what? We're going to revert real quick back to distractions. I have played a little bit of The Division. Everybody was playing it in the Slack channel, having a good time. All we're getting all this great loot. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds fun. Some Division loot sounds fun. I installed it. It took almost 8 hours to install. I went and I played it. And then within an hour of playing it, I was deleting it again.
What? Why?
I just did not have fun with it.
Huh.
Did not have fun.
Was it the overly armored shotgunners?
No, it just, the gameplay doesn't sustain me knowing that, okay, I could start playing this. Do I want to, this stuff that they offer me in this game right now, do I want to do all this for hours and hours as I, you know, strain to find gear? I said, no, I don't want to do it. I did not have fun this past hour. Done. Deleted it. Fuck The Division. Fuck it up its stupid ass. Who gas?
I'm going to say Tampax for the time being.
I'm sorry about that rant, but man, fuck that game.
Xbox Live updates like background music, Xbox Clubs, and Xbox Arena.
Meh.
Tampax. I think that the music, that's the thing. It's like, why are they so late with background music? They already had it for 360, like, right away, didn't they? Didn't they already have, well, it wasn't right away. It wasn't like it was
there.
Yeah,
it wasn't right away.
Day one, but it was there already, and it's like they moved forward with their OS and they lost features, but I guess that's to be expected to an extent. But I did like what I saw about, like, the Xbox Clubs and Xbox Arena. That was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I'll go Tampax with that. Minecraft Realms and VR.
Tampax.
Ooh, gas.
Yeah, Tampax.
I do not care about Minecraft at all.
Oh, was there VR stuff in there you said?
Is
that solely a VR thing?
Yeah, it's not solely a VR thing. Well, maybe it is. Yeah, that was the one
If it's a solely a VR thing, no. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was like, where the dude was like walking around the environment in first person. So I think it was a VR thing.
No, that is a meh at least.
Xbox Design Labs. These are the customized controllers. So you could actually do the different colors on the controllers.
Yeah, those are great, man. I don't mind. They're expensive. That's the thing. Like they're really expensive. But I think it's one of those things where if you really enjoy cosmetic, physical items, I think it's a brilliant idea because they've recognized that there's a niche. I mean, that stuff's awesome. I love it. Yeah.
I agree. It's pretty cool. I probably would not buy one because as you said, there's a premium on them and I don't really think that the premium is worth it, but.
Chris, you can engrave them.
Get your name.
This little Shinobishi right there.
I just don't care.
Awesome.
I just don't care.
I'm gonna get you one.
It's cool, and I'm glad that it's there for other people, but it's not for me. I will say nice though, because I like the idea. I like the idea.
I'm just gonna get you one, and you're gonna have it, and you're gonna be like, you know what? This is the best thing you've ever given me, Travis. Thank you.
I got a controller with my name on it. Inside. That came out already, right?
Did it?
I think so.
That's right. Cause everybody was talking about how awesome it was and I haven't played it cause I don't have an Xbox.
I'm hearing a lot of good things. I've been meaning to download it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet, so I'm going to say nice.
It's supposed to be amazing.
Yep. ID at Xbox Sizzle Reel with Cuphead Bloodstained Below Outlast, blah, blah, blah.
It's like their Summer of Arcade type thing.
Yeah. Cuphead and Bloodstained is all you had to say, and I'm going to say woo. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We Happy Few.
That's interesting. I'm going to go nice on that. I really enjoy the way that game, or like how that game makes me feel weird. It makes me feel really odd, really weird.
I'm going to say Tampax because I'm really not sure what to think about this game in general.
It's
so.
It's a Stanley Kubrick video game, dude. It's crazy. It's so good.
And that's the thing. It's like, I really don't know how I feel about that
game. I feel like this game is a piece of art. Like, I think this is one of the closest examples of a game, of games being art. Because I never talk about this because I feel like it's a kind of like a douchey conversation to have. But this is like the few moments that I do agree with it, that like games can be like really artistic. And I think this is something. It's like, it's got like this Hitchcockian, like Stanley Kubrick vibe that really draws me in. I think it could be one of the best games for me as a player. Like, I think it could be one of the best games of the year.
Okay.
I'm really excited. So, yeah, woot.
Okay. Okay. Gwent.
God, I avoided Gwent, so.
Did you?
Meh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say meh as well. I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Tekken 7.
Who gas? I've always hated Tekken.
Oh, really? I used to love Tekken.
Tekken sucks.
I used to love Tekken, but now I just don't play fighting games anymore, so meh. Dead Rising 4.
Meh. It's one of the few. Dead Rising is one of the few zombie things I'll meh. It's just.
I tried my hardest to get into the original.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, these are, like, the after the original, it's much different, but just did not grab me at all.
Yeah, the original's great. The original's great. It wasn't too crazy. But now it's.
See, but that's
nuts.
The thing. It's like, I could not get into it at all.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to say Tampax on this one. Let's see. Xbox Play Anywhere.
That's
pretty much so that every exclusive is Windows 10 and Xbox exclusive.
Meh.
I'm going to say fuck you on this more than anything. It's like,
no,
why, did I buy an Xbox? I mean, anyway. In reality, I am glad that I have an Xbox and I will play the games on the Xbox for now because I don't have a good video card anymore. But it seems unusual. It's like it really looks like Microsoft is prepping themselves for an exit of the actual traditional home console business. And they're going to do more of a media center PC type business moving forward. You know, I'm not sure if that's how they're planning on doing this, but it seems like that's where they're going. But I guess only time will tell. So, Scalebound.
I'm going to go nice.
This game.
That looks, co-op, man, looked fun.
It does. It just, when I watched the trailer, I was like, this is not what I expected.
No.
It still looks cool, but this is not what I expected. So I'm also a nice. Sea of Thieves.
That looks great too. I'm going to go nice.
I think it definitely looks interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how interesting. So it's Tampax for me.
Yeah.
State of Decay 2.
Oh, fucking woot, man. That State of Decay is like one of my dark horse favorite games from last generation. Like,
really?
Oh, dude, State of Decay is great. If you want a good zombie game, we're talking about Dead Rising 4 being a bad one. Fucking State of Decay is a extremely good zombie game. You got to play it, Chris.
Okay.
There's an Xbox One version. Stone cold buy it. You're welcome. You're welcome for that, Chris.
All right. Halo Wars 2. Oh, I didn't give mine, so I'll say Tampax for now.
You need to fucking woot that shit, son.
Halo Wars 2.
Halo Wars 1 was great. Nice.
Oh, fucking who gas.
Yeah, it's fun, dude. It's good.
Project Scorpio.
Oh, no, I'm not even having this conversation. Move on. Move the fuck on.
I will put in my two cents and say Tampax for now, because I really don't think that what they are saying is going to be priced where we think it should be priced. So I think it's going to be more of that thought of getting closer to buying that Media Center PC. I'm expecting around $600. So we will see. Not at the conference. Crackdown. That's always a boot for me.
Crackdown, yeah. I'm going to go Tampax because I did want to see it. That was something on my list, and that kind of disappointed me. So.
Okay. Making an HD version of the original Phantom Dust instead of a new version of the game.
I don't know what Phantom Dust is. So.
I don't either. I thought I knew what it was, but I don't.
I mean, I could have made up a bullshit answer, too. But I'll be honest. I just don't know what that is.
Yeah. Halo Wars Definitive Edition.
All right.
Who guess?
I mean, I don't want to go back to the original Halo Wars. Halo Wars 2 is great. I'm all for that, but yeah, it's Tampax. Going all back right. to the old one.
Moving to Ubisoft. Just Dance 2017?
Who guess?
Who guess? Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Who guess?
Who guess? South Park, The Fractured But Whole.
Okay, I'm not going to who guess everything on this list. Ubisoft, this is fucking nice. The last game was amazing. It was.
Meh, I just hate that. I just hate Salt Park. I do not like Salt Park.
Chris, oh my god. You've got to play fucking South Park.
I cannot do it.
I'm not a fan either.
I do not like South Park. I do not like it. I do not like it.
Chris, I'm with you. I do not want South Park. it's too much for me. It's a little too, like, extreme every episode for me. So, like, I can't watch it either. Like, it grades on you. I understand it's really, really good. I can agree that it's really good. I just can't watch it. But that game is amazing, Chris. Like, it's changes your perspective when you control it. It makes everything better when you control it. Just play it, Chris, please. It is so good. I promise you, it's so good.
I will make no promises. Tom Clancy's The Division Survival Expansion.
Who guess? Yeah.
Tampax. Eagle Flight.
I don't remember what that is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pass on that. Star Trek Bridge Crew.
I'll Tampax that.
I will nice it because it looks like it would be cool. The only thing that I'm worried about is that it's in VR, so we'll see. I don't know if VR is required, but yeah. For Honor.
It'd be fun for a weekend, Tampax.
I'm also Tampax. Not sure if I want this or not. Grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is either.
Nope, I have to pass it.
All right. Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Oh shit, which one was that?
It's the Trials game that's in the form of
it's Trials. Blood Dragon. Yeah, okay. Tampax. Trials is fun. I just never play it.
Also Tampax. This is another one, though, that I know that Jeff and Jason would both be like, fucking woot!
Motherfucking woot!
Yeah. Assassin's Creed movie.
I'll give it a nice. I want to see.
Yes.
Oh, man. This looks... I don't know. It looks not bad. Like, I'm interested. It has my attention.
Yes. All right. Watch Dogs 2.
Watch Dogs 2... Tampax.
Nice. I liked the first one. I was one of the few.
I want to see more stuff on.
Yeah. Yeah. Steep. This is another one I don't know.
Yeah, pass.
All right. Reconfirming Beyond Good and Evil 2 is still a thing. Woot. I guess.
Meh. That game's never coming out.
Game's never coming out. All right. Sony, God of War. Fucking woot.
Woot. Goddamn.
Holy crap. They did a really good job with that, and I'm really, really happy with the direction they're going. So.
This is unprecedented, I think.
Like, they just completely revamped an entire
series. Like,
series, yeah. I mean, we've seen this before, yes, but with like a flagship like this.
Not yeah, not anything as huge as this. This is, yeah, unprecedented. I love the direction. I'm right there with you. It looks intense. The bond with the child, like, it gives us that Last of Us type, you know, like, feel to a more grounded God of War game. Like, it hit every. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. It's fucking amazing. Motherfucking Woot.
Days sure. Gone.
Fucking Woot, man. I'm a sucker for that.
I'm gonna say
fucking Woot, dude.
Hoogass? Not Hoogass. Sorry, not Hoogass. Sorry, Tampax. I'm gonna say Tampax. Cause I was interested with what I saw, but it seemed, I don't know.
When the zombies were just running, like, all through, like, it was just hundreds of them. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I hope there's a demo. I want to play the demo.
Oh, I'd love one.
The Last Guardian. Woot.
Nice.
All right. Horizon Zero Dawn fucking Woot.
Fucking Woot. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. That demo was awesome. Detroit Become Human.
Nice.
I'll say nice. That looked really good. Resident Evil 7.
I'll go Tampax. I played the demo that they announced, and that was really fun and scary. It wasn't Resident Evil, but it was fun. But I don't know. Tampax, I guess? Are we still excited about Resident Evil?
I'm going to say meh. I haven't been excited about Resident Evil in a long time.
Long time.
PlayStation VR. Nice.
Meh. I've done it to be excited about it.
I've played it, and that is what got me excited about it. So okay. I am excited about it. Farpoint.
Pass. I don't
either. Star Wars Battlefront X-Wing VR Mission.
Meh.
Yeah. Batman Arkham VR. Meh.
Meh.
Final Fantasy 15 VR Experience. Who Meh. Guess? That shit looked horrible. Okay, I'm like, why are we looking at this? This is the dumbest thing ever. All right. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
I appreciate your honesty, Chris.
Fuck that shit, dude.
It's awesome.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Tampax?
All right. Nice? So.
Nice in the Call of Duty, Chris.
Let me tell you something, dude. When they showed that trailer, like, I'm sitting there looking at this like, what the fuck game is this? Holy shit. Like, they're going through space. He shoots out. He's in a ship first. I'm like, what is this? And then at the end, it said Call of Duty. I was like, fuck me's for real? So, yeah, I am interested in this Call of Duty. I won't be playing the multiplayer because I don't feel like being ass raped, but that's okay. I will, I might wait until it's cheap and then get it for the single player. So that's my thought on that. All right.
All right.
Crash Trilogy Remaster.
Meh. Crash sucks, dude.
Oh, shut up. Skylanders Imaginators. Fucking who guess?
Meh.
I'm gonna who guess anything that is Toys to Life and not Infinity because I'm fucking bitter right now about that. God, have you seen all the Infinity stuff that they've been releasing? Oh, by the way, we were working on this before we decided to fuck you guys and cancel all of our stuff.
I know, that sucks. Oh,
man, it's like, ugh. Crystal got so frustrated when she saw that Hera was supposed to come out.
Oh.
Anyway, Lego Star Wars, The First Force Awakens.
Tampax.
Same here. They're always fun, but I never buy them. So, Death Stranding.
It's Hideo. It's nice. It's gonna be good. It's Hideo. Is that fun?
It looks really pretty. I'm gonna say nice too, but it's. Yeah. I don't know enough.
It's gonna be amazing. Who are we fucking kidding? Like, yeah. It's a Kojima.
Of course it will.
Kojima coming out doing his first official non Konami game. He's gonna bring the fucking heat, dude. That game is gonna be good. It's gonna be
yeah,
good.
Yeah. He's gonna want to put it to Konami. So,
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
Oh, motherfucking Woot, dude!
That looked really, really good.
Woot,
man.
Spider-Man all day.
Okay, I'm gonna say nice because I'm still skeptical, but Yeah, there you go. So not at the conference. All right. Travis, I'm going to remove my headphones for about 5 seconds after I say this one, just so you know. Persona 5.
Motherfucking woot.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm going to say nice.
That's the big dog.
Attack on Titans.
I see some gameplay. I'd say Tampax. It looks fun.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. King of Fighters 14. Just don't play fighting games. I'm a meh.
Meh.
Dreams.
Meh.
Meh.
Tampax. Tampax. Tampax.
I'm staying with meh. That's fine. Gravity Rush 2.
Tampax.
I am a woot. I love this game. I cannot wait.
Very cool.
Yakuza 0.
Meh on the Yakuza games.
Yeah, me too. I've bought a couple of them, tried to get into them, just can't do it. Don't know why. Let It Die.
Don't remember what that one was.
I don't either. Let's see. See if I can get it to come up real quick.
Yeah, and I'll reconfirm. I just watched through the Infinite Warfare trailer. And that is a good looking game.
Oh man. It just surprised the shit out of me. So free to play hack and slash action video game developed by Grasshopper Manufacturer. So you know, it may be good, but I will probably end up saying that. All right. Let's see. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age.
Yeah, I really want it. Nice. I want to go back and play that.
Meh. I don't give a shit.
That one's good.
Neo?
I'll say nice.
Tampax. And Nintendo, so we're nearing the end here. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. This is a woot. How can this not be a woot? This has got to be a woot.
Yeah, I guess I just don't have a Wii to be excited about, man.
That's okay. Because it's gonna be a launch game for the NX.
I mean, all the previews sound pretty positive, so I'm assuming this is a top down Zelda, right?
It is not a top down.
Oh, then in that case, meh. Tampax. It's a Nintendo game. I'll bump it up. Nintendo gets
the Nintendo Pass up to plus one. Yeah, Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Now obviously this is a woot. No. No, I mean, I'm not interested in the Pokemon games.
I will end up buying one of these for my son, but it is still a meh for me. Meh. Deus Ex, third parties, Deus Ex Mankind Divided fucking woot.
Fucking woo.
Agents of Mayhem.
Oh, I kind of remember nodding my head to that video. Tampax.
Tampax.
Yeah.
Civ 6. Who gas?
Tampax. Those are fun sometimes.
Destiny Rise of Iron. Woot.
Motherfucking woo.
Yep. I am Setsuna.
I'm playing that now, so yep. I'd say nice.
All right.
So far.
Based on what you have said, I will go to Tampax. Injustice 2.
Meh.
Fighting game, gotta say meh. And The Walking Dead Season 3.
Mother fucking woot. Thank you.
Tampax for me.
You are a terrible human being.
I know. I've been telling you that for years. and that is our hype meter. What'd you think of E3 overall?
I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was pretty good.
But the Big Two. Two had a solid press conferences. A little too VR-y for me.
Sony's was, for sure.
A
little bit in the Microsoft one. But
heavy presence. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Meh.
Well, that is it, man. That's all we've got.
That's it.
Are you ready to wrap up and get the fuck out of here?
Let's go.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to give us any feedback or would like to send in an email for us to read on the show, you can do that by sending that email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on Facebook, Google+, Steam, Stitcher, Twitch, and YouTube. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And, you can follow us on Twitter as well. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris and Indus Travis.
Hi.
And that is it. You got anything before we wrap up?
That's a wrap, son. No.
That is a wrap.
No. Good time. Long show for a two-man show.
Yeah, that's an hour and a half for two people.
How about that?
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.